I know. Over 120, 130 odd episodes, I keep banging on about the fact that we need to sprinkle more actual tailoring talk into this podcast. So let's give something a try. This is completely off the cuff. It's going to be a short episode, but let's kick things off. And please get in touch with me. And let me know what you think. And if you want more, we'll do more. Well, we'll probably do more anyway, because there's a lot that I want to talk about. I know that I need to do more imparting of valuable information to do with how you can dress and how you can present yourself and look your best. So here we go. Here's our first shortcast. I don't know what you call a podcast that's about 5 minutes long, but here we go. Welcome to Tailoring Talk, the podcast where style meets substance. I'm your host, Roberto Revilla, menswear designer, bespoke tailor, and owner of Roberto Revilla London Suit and Shirt Makers. The weather in the UK has been absolute nonsense the last few weeks. As I sit here today, I'm looking out the window and it is pouring down with rain. This is not typical, by the way. We've had a really good long summer this year. Obviously, it gets me thinking, and I get a lot of questions about layering as you move into the winter season, or fall, as our American cousins call it. So today, we're going to explore how to stay sharp and smart during the winter season. So let's begin with fabric choices. In winter, your go-to should be insulating materials like wool, cashmere, and tweed. They're not just stylish, they are your best defense against the cold, because when it is freezing outside, we want to trap as much of our body heat in as we can. Then you want to focus on layering. Layering is absolutely essential. If you've seen some of my recent Instagram reels, you'll notice as I'm presenting that I'm always wearing layers, whether it's a waistcoat or a sweater under a jacket. Layering is essential. So start with a breathable base, like a good quality cotton shirt, or we've got some fantastic merino wool materials now in our shirting collections. You can then add a quality sweater over the top, and then top that with a structured blazer or a smart coat or overcoat or raincoat if it's wet. It's all about creating a balanced look that's warm yet chic if you're a lady, and stylish if you're a guy. Colors and patterns, don't be boring. Embrace rich colors. We want wow factor. And if you've got any items of clothing in your wardrobe that are patterned, embrace them. Deep burgundies, forest greens, colours of nature can elevate your style game significantly. Don't just go for your usual blacks and dark navies and greys. This country seems to love gravitating towards those really, really boring colors. Don't be afraid to do something a little bit different. Just push yourself slightly and just stand out that little bit more. Then we come to our footwear and our accessories. Winter footwear should be sturdy as well as stylish. So boots are my favorite go-to in the winter because of the grip that they give and the waterproofing that they give. So you're not risking slipping around when it's raining or sliding if it's icy. And don't forget your accessories, hats, gloves, scarves. Go for good quality for two reasons. Number one, the material. You don't want polyester against your skin because that will just make you a complete sweat bucket. But you also want to go for quality and spend a little bit of money on those accessories because they look amazing. I get so many compliments on my flat caps and my scarves, which I normally get from Drake's. And then when people catch a flash of my socks as well, Gloves, I always go for quality gloves because, again, when people see you, when you take these things off and put them on a meeting room table, just showing that you've spent a little bit more time, maybe a little bit more money, it shows that you are someone who's quite attentive to detail, and that can be quite important, especially in a business setting. Tailoring. Fit is really, really important, especially in winter, because winter clothes tend to be a little bit more bulky. So just ensure that your winter wardrobe is well tailored. Now, if you can't afford to do bespoke tailoring, absolutely fine. There are plenty of good alterations tailors out there who, for a fraction, can just, you know, take your off the peg stuff and just make it fit a little bit better. We want you looking sleek and polished, even when you're layered up. And just focusing a little bit more on the fit makes all the difference. That's it. We can continue this conversation if you'd like me to go into more detail. Obviously, we have got the YouTube channel now as well. So check that out at Roberto Rivilla London on YouTube, where I post a lot of the shorts that I do, the 60-second how-tos, styling hacks, styling tips, history of fashion. And we can use that. We can use the podcast. I'm kind of just feeling my way with this. So I really, really want to hear from all of you, ladies and gents, and tell me what you want to hear. If you'd like more of these bite-sized episodes with styling tips and so on, more than happy to do them. Fire your questions at me, and then I'll use your questions as the title for future episodes. Thank you so, so much. I hope you enjoyed this little episode. Share it with your friends, and please do subscribe to the podcast if you're not already, or if you're listening for the first time. And please, please, please remember to leave me a rating and a review if your listening app allows. I can't get served to more people unless you give me a rating and review. It's just how the algorithms work. So please help to keep Tailoring Talk going strong and support the show in that way. And if you have a look in the show notes, if you want to be a Patreon member or chuck in a few cents every single month, or pennies, depending on where you are, there's a link in the show notes that will tell you how you can support the show. So thank you so much for tuning in. Stay warm and stylish out there. Once again, I'm Roberto Rivilla. This has been our first short cast of Tailoring Talk, and I will see you soon for more fashion insights and some more amazing conversations with entrepreneurs, creators, self-starters who are going to help me to help you be the very best you can be. See you on the next one.